It's 12:11 now. Thanksgiving, of course, just a couple days away. 3 days. Many of us will be hitting the road for the holiday. But should we bring along our pets? Well, joining us live now to talk more about it, Dr. Katie Nelson, also known as Dr. Paws, our veterinarian here at WTOP. Katie, great to have you back.
Thank you, guys. So it's always good to be here.
What do we do if we're bringing our pets with us on a trip, whether it's in a car or on an airplane? First of all, is it a good idea to do that?
Well, in this weather, it's definitely not a good idea to put a dog or a cat in the cargo hold of an airplane. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to think that the cargo hold is not temperature controlled. And so when you go up 30,000 feet, it's going to be even colder up there. And it's just absolutely not safe. So, you know, if you have to travel with them in the cargo hold, you're better off leaving them where you are. Get a pet sitter, board them somewhere, ask a neighbor to help out, something like that, because it's just not safe. Most airlines actually won't even allow you to put them down in weather like this. So that's a really important point. But if you are going if you have a smaller pet that you're going to bring in the plane with you, then, you know, that's okay because they're going to be underneath the seat in front of you. That's all right. But you need to make sure that you've got a couple of things done first. You should have a veterinarian write a health certificate for you. If you're going to be crossing state lines, you have to have a health certificate. So this is not a difficult appointment, but basically it's just your veterinarian is saying that they are healthy enough to travel and they're current on their vaccinations. You have to do this within 10 days of travel. Airlines will not accept it if it's longer than 10 days. And if you're going out of the country, each country has very specific recommendations for what each pet requires. So you do have to make sure that you work with your veterinarian to find all of that information out as well. And that even counts if you're going across state lines in a car. So very rarely are you going to be asked for it, but you are actually required to transport an animal across state lines. You have to have a valid certificate of health.
Wasn't aware.
Didn't know.
Now let's talk about, I'm wondering if it's too late at this point to try to make a reservation. Maybe you can speak to what you hear in the area if you want to board your pet and not travel with them.
Well, you know, you may have a difficult time, but there's not everybody's going to be completely booked. So, you know, I would say if you've been planning this and you just kind of have to switch these plans now, just get on it today. Start calling today. It's absolutely not impossible, but you may actually end up calling a pet sitting service as well, because sometimes that's even better because that way the pet can stay in the home. They still feel safe. They don't have to go somewhere else.
Right.
It does cost a little bit more. You're going to average anywhere from $50 to $75 a night if you have someone staying in your home with your pet. But it's also a great way to keep your house safe, too, you know.
I wonder about hotels that accept pets. Is there a resource, a way for somebody to find out if you're planning to stop along the road somewhere, you haven't actually made a reservation? Is there a quick and easy way to find out hotels and motels that accept pets?
You know, I actually have a good friend who runs a website called luxurypaw.com, and they do all pet-friendly accommodations. So that's a great way to check them out. And that's nationwide. Or you can, you know, just go on the company website. A lot of hotels, like Marriott, for example, they have very pet-friendly brands. You know, not all of them are, but some of their brands are.
Okay.
And that should be listed right there. And a lot of places do really cool things for you, too, when you bring your pets along. I mean, they may have like a little water bowl or a collar or something that's waiting there for you, because a lot of hotels are really getting smart with this and realizing that if they can get the people with the pets, then they can also, you know, get them to become loyal members of people who use those hotels loyally. So a lot of hotels are really getting smart about that.
Some good information as always. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, guys.
Dr. Katie Nelson with us. Dr. Paws.